This is Radio Nepal. I'm Anjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel calls for full implementation of constitution-guaranteed reservation. Parliamentary Hearing Committee calls for submission of complaints against Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki. And Russian airstrikes target Ukrainian capital Kiev for third night running. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has pointed out the need to fully implement the provision of a reservation guaranteed by the Constitution. In a message today on the occasion of the 5th National Women's Rights Day, celebrated every year on day 16 of the lunar calendar, President Paudel has said that the Constitution of Nepal has provided 33% reservation for women in every organ of the state, and hence it is the need of the day to fully implement this provision guaranteed by the Constitution. Extending his best wishes for happiness, peace and prosperity to all those living in the country and abroad on the occasion, the President has also expressed his gratitude by remembering all those who contributed to ensuring gender equality and women's rights. The day is observed commemorating Jet 16, 2063 Bikram Samvat, when the then reinstated House of Representatives passed four important special resolutions on Nepali women's rights. A meeting of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee today has called for the submissions of complaints, if any, against Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki, who has been recommended for appointment to the post of Chief Justice. A meeting of the committee held at Singha Darbar under the chair of its senior most member by age, Pasupati Samsher Rana of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, called for the registration of complaints, if there are any, against Acting Chief Justice Karki or sent via email. The deadline for the submission of complaints is 10 days beginning today. The Constitutional Council had on May 8 recommended Karki for the appointment to the post of Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The post has been lying vacant for around 15 months. Speaker Devraj Ghimire and National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timalsina were present in the meeting that also endorsed the working procedure of the committee. The government has imposed a 2% luxury charge for services of high-end hotels and resorts, imported liquors and precious metals. Likewise, a tax of more than 10,000 rupees is levied on iPhones and cell phones brought from foreign countries and costing over rupees 100,000. The government has introduced provisions of levying 3,000 rupees tax on other smartphones and rupees 200 tax on the rest of the cell phones other than smartphones. Likewise, the government has levied 1% service charge for persons going on foreign employment. This amount collected from foreign employment service charge would be spent for the welfare of the person going on a foreign job. The government made this announcement through the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24, which was presented yesterday before the Federal Parliament. Despite widespread public outcry, including some members of the Parliament, the government has revived the Member of Parliament Development Fund. The same initiative has now been called the Local Infrastructure Collaboration and Development Programme. Following public backlash, the programme was cancelled through the financial year 2022-23 budget statement. The government has allocated rupees 8.25 billion to implement this programme for the 2023-24 fiscal year. 75 Street Broadway and Woodside in Queensboro, New York State, USA has been named after Tenzing Norgay Sherpa, the first man to set foot at the world's highest mountain, Everest. The City Council of District 25 of Queens, New York, last April endorsed naming the road after Sherpa in response to the proposal by the United Sherpa Kuidung and USA Nepal Climbers Association. The campaign to name the street in honor of Sherpa was being carried out for the past 6 years. Tenzing Norgay Sherpa's son, Norbu Tenzing Norgay, Dame Tenzing Norgay, representatives of the Nepali embassy, leaders of the Nepali community and others participated in the event held yesterday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Blasts were heard in Kiev and several buildings were set ablaze after Russia targeted Ukraine's capital for the third night running. Officials say falling debris caused the blazes as Ukraine's air defenses intercepted more than 20 drones. At least one person is reported killed. Meanwhile, the Russian capital Moscow's mayor said a drone attack caused minor damage to several buildings. The attacks on Moscow came after another night of drone strikes on the Ukrainian capital. Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko described the latest attack as massive, urging residents not to leave shelters. It was the 17th attack on the capital since the beginning of May, including a rare daytime attack on Monday. Russia, which launched its full-scale invasion on February 2022, has been using kamikaze drones as well as a range of cruise and ballistic missiles. Whereas Ukraine has been planning a counter-offensive for months, but it has wanted as much time as possible to train troops and to receive military equipment from Western allies. China has launched a spacecraft taking three new astronauts, including the country's first civilian, to its space station. Shenzhou 16 spacecraft lifted off from the Yuquan Launch Center on the edge of the Gobi Desert in northwest China on a Long March 2F rocket at 9:31 a.m. local time today. China, which plans to launch a crewed mission to the moon before 2030, built the space station named Tiangong after it was excluded from the International Space Station in 2011, largely due to concerns from the United States over the Chinese space program's ties with the People's Liberation Army. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province along with the high hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are possible at a few places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province and at one or two places in the hilly region of Bagmati and Lumbini province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Sudar Pashchim province along with the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province tonight. At present, there is an influence of western low-pressure system as well as local winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 17.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29.8 degrees Celsius with 10 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Paudil calls for full implementation of constitution-guaranteed reservation. Parliamentary Hearing Committee calls for submission of complaints against Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki. And Russian airstrikes target Ukrainian capital Kiev for third night running. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.